This is VOA News.
I'm Diane Roberts. A Western official tells Reuters about 5,000 diplomatic security staff, aid workers, and Afghans have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the past 24 hours. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan. Sullivan says a timetable for completing the evacuation of Americans, Afghan allies, and others has yet to be worked out with the country's new rulers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The White House says 13 flights yesterday airlifted 1,100 U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and their families from the Kabul airport. The U.S. Embassy has relocated to the military side of the airport, where it's coordinating the airlift of diplomats, foreigners, and Afghans who worked with the Americans and now fear reprisal. A total of more than 6,000 U.S. troops are expected to be involved in securing the airport in coming days. The Taliban have taken control of the civilian side. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In a joint statement with other countries, the United States says it is, quote, deeply worried about Afghan women and girls, their rights to education, work, and freedom of movement, end quote. The U.S. and other allies say the international community will, quote, monitor closely how any future government, end quote, in Afghanistan ensures rights for women and girls. Tuesday, a group of women chanted and held up signs in a small protest in Kabul following the Taliban's lightning seizure of the Afghan capital. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says the bloc has no intention of recognizing the Taliban after its sweeping victory in Afghanistan, but he says the EU must talk with the militants to ensure that European citizens can safely leave the country. This is VOA News. Officials in Haiti have raised the death toll from a powerful weekend earthquake to more than 1,900. The Civil Protection Agency announced the numbers Tuesday when strong winds and rains dealt by Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt in rescue and recovery efforts. The agency raised the death toll to 1,941 and the number of injured to 9,900. The devastation is centered in the country's southwestern area, where health care has reached capacity and people have lost homes and loved ones. Volunteers and rescuers have continued to pull bodies from the rubble as Haitians' patience runs out. Police say four members of a Hong Kong University student union have been arrested on accusations of advocating terrorism when they paid tribute to an attacker who stabbed a police officer and then killed himself. Local media reports that those arrested Wednesday included the president and council chairman of the University of Hong Kong Student Union, who were among more than 30 students who attended a meeting last month in which they passed a motion to mourn the sacrifice of the attacker. A Singapore court sentenced a British man to 6 weeks in prison Wednesday, local media reported, after he repeatedly breached coronavirus protocols by refusing to wear a face mask in public. He was found guilty on four charges over his failure to wear a mask on a train in May and at a subsequent court appearance in July, as well as causing a public nuisance and using threatening words towards public servants. Wednesday, he asked the court to drop what he called unlawful charges and asked for his passport to be returned so that he could go back to Britain to be with his family. It quoted the judge as telling the man he was completely misguided in his belief that he was exempt from Singapore's laws on wearing masks. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the first coronavirus outbreak in 6 months in that country has grown to seven people.
The results that have come back from our case yesterday tell us two things. First, that we are dealing with the Delta variant. The second thing it tells us is that it is linked the current genome sequencing of cases in the New South Wales outbreak.
New Zealand is going back under lockdown for at least 3 days after the outbreak. An Australian state government leader says the outbreak in Sydney hasn't yet peaked. With Tokyo's first case in months, a state of emergency has been extended. Hong Kong will tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, the 15 countries were classified as medium risk. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.